News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Ireland is bracing itself for the arrival of Storm Barra tomorrow morning, with winds of up to 130 kilometres an hour expected. And Evelyn Cusick, head of forecasting at Met Éireann, joins us now. Evelyn, how bad do you think it's going to be, and where are the areas that are most likely to be affected?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Yeah, we expect a pretty intense storm. Storm system is developing rapidly at the moment in the Atlantic, and it's heading straight for Ireland. So by this time tomorrow, storm force winds will be affecting West Galway, Clare, Kerry, the western seaboard. And then the strong gale force southeasterly winds, storm force southeasterly winds, will extend quickly countrywide around this time tomorrow. So really quite a stormy morning everywhere, with heavy rain, driving rain and sleet and snow on higher elevations. Then as the storm centre makes landfall, the winds will veer around from a southeasterly direction to a westerly and then a northwesterly. Now, these directions are of huge importance, obviously, for coastal, the risk of coastal flooding and when they coincide with high tide, etc., etc. So Met Éireann met with the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency and the emergency services and the local authorities yesterday at 10. And we have another meeting at 10 this morning, all via WebEx now. So we expect in excess of about 200 professionals at that meeting this morning, and we'll give them the latest.
Okay. And is it a case, Evelyn, of stay home if you can? Is it that extent of a storm warning, or is it more of a case of make sure that your outdoor Christmas decorations are tied down or taken in, or your garden furniture is put away? What level of, I suppose, precaution should people out there be taking?
Well, the level of precautions, I would say high level. So at the very least, take in everything. Certainly with the way this is developing, I would certainly advise not cycling or like that tomorrow. But the local authorities, the Gardaí and the Coast Guard, will all be giving out advice through the course of the day. As well as the very strong winds, there will be driving rain and showers and hail and sleet and even some snow mixed in. So it really is a multifaceted, very complex storm system. A horrible day, as it were.
And how long is it going to last? When are we out from under the cosh?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was just coming on to that. It's going to be quite a slow-moving storm system. Normally, they just zip through. So the low centre, the storm, Barra itself, will be sort of meandering, which is sort of a too gentle a word to use, but sort of tracking in over Ireland to the north and then down the Irish Sea. So really, tomorrow night as well, it'll be storm-force winds from a west to northwesterly direction with those wintry showers of hail, sleet and snow. And it's really only during Wednesday itself that there'll be gradual abatement of the storm. But Wednesday will be a pretty horrid day. Gale force northwesterly winds and very cold, high wind chill. But improving a bit for Thursday, we'll say. The storm Barra system will have moved off completely at that stage.
A few people might be glad of their work from home directives over the next day or two. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Evelyn. That's Evelyn Cusick, their head of forecasting at Met Éireann.